Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Pro Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is February the 6th, 2015. As we get ready for the Growth Month and Black History Month, we're going to have a great show today. We have a special guest on our show, Ms. Tashima Jones out of New York. And I am so excited to have this young lady on the show. I've been following her actually on Facebook, and her story and her excitement and what she's been putting together and her own business in media, it has really been a great opportunity. So I wanted her to share what she's doing this year, 2015, what's new, and also to give everyone in our communities across the country, ladies and gentlemen, to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And it's all about how we all co-op and connect together. As I shared before, I say again, we are on a verge right now of collapsing time frames, collaborating together to help each other grow without hesitation and without fail. And my goal this year, as I said before, 2015, is to assist every small business, entrepreneur, small profit, nonprofit organization, as well as local churches, to help us all in our communities to collaborate and connect together. Guys, we learned this in manufacturing a long time ago when I worked for them in manufacturing about in consumer electronics. Now you see about five different opportunities out here now where you see different manufacturers co-oping together. There's no more cutthroat. So it's all about how we build strategic relationships everywhere we go, no matter where you are. And I'm so excited about GTE Professional Network Radio, as well as what we're doing through Global Touch Enterprise and the marketing campaigns that we're putting together for all small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. Now I share this because we're getting ready to hit up on all of the nonprofit organizations, the small ones in our communities. We want to make sure that we're doing our part to assist them as they are the forefront as far as what's going on in the community, keeping us abreast as to how we can help and support each other, and that we don't leave anyone left behind. That is the key focus right now. As everybody heard about Bobby Christina's condition and everybody is saddened about the news and what's happening right now, we should not leave people behind. We should not leave people left alone who are going through ordeals or challenges. And we may not always know the full story, but my suggestion to everyone is this. If we look at what's going on right now, we need each other more than ever. I'm in Houston, Texas, and we are basically building campaigns and marketing for all entrepreneurs here in this city and as well as my home city in Chicago up north. And now that we're reaching, and I'm in five states with this business that I'm doing now with web design and marketing and campaigns that I'm putting together, especially with this radio show, GTE Pro Network Radio, we want to make sure that we do everything in our power to empower you, the listeners, so that way you guys can basically have the tools and tips so you can continue to build successful businesses today. And it's all about understanding what the trends are teaching us as far as how we ought to build a business, grow a business, and basically help within the community of the business where we are. And guys, if we don't tap into these resources, it's going to take us a longer time to complete the job that we wanted to, that we gave time from. What are your goals for this month, February? Even though this is the shortest month in the year, what is your goal for the 28 days we have in this month? Well, if you already mapped it out, great. But if you don't have a clue as to which way you ought to go, my suggestion, it will always be look for people who are successful in the industry or business that you want to get into. Follow what they do. It's all about the adult game of follow the leader. How are you going to grow without knowing exactly what it is it's going to take to get there? Yes, it's going to be a challenge. Yes, it's going to take some time, but will it be worth it? My answer to that is always yes. Be a yes person, not a no person, when it comes to your growth. growing no matter what level, comfortable or uncomfortable, your goal is to continue to grow. That's the most important commodity to me on the planet, and this is what I share every week on the show in reference to helping others to grow as we grow. Let us grow together. So with that, I just wanted to say it's going to be a great month for February, Black History Month, as well as our growth month. And we're going to continue on assisting and helping and have other guests on the show each and every week. So I want you guys to tune in each week as we have different entrepreneurs and small businesses, as well as nonprofit organizations that we're supporting and helping. Right now, we have the production of an announcement, Joy Comes in the Morning, basically 2015, the new movie or docudrama that we're promoting through SES Films here in Houston, Texas, in reference to breast cancer awareness. And it's based off the author of the book, Joy Comes in the Morning, by Rebecca M. Shepherd, out of Akron, Ohio. And guys, when you look at internet today, look at what we're doing across the country. We're not even in these areas or states or cities, but we're connecting because of the internet and opportunities we have utilizing these tools. If you use your tools successfully and wisely, guys, you can build a successful network, guaranteed. So, without further ado, I just wanted to share that. I'm going to bring on our good, lovely guest, and I'm so excited to hear from my sister, Ms. Tashima Jones. And, guys, I want you to check her out and go to her website, tashimajones.com, and you can basically see all the things that she's doing. And I'm going to bring her on right now so she can share with us in reference to her business and her vision for this year, 2015. Ms. Tashima, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hey, welcome, 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 welcome to our show, GTE Pro Network Radio. I'm so excited for you this year and for what we got going on this month for Black History Month as we talk with entrepreneurs across the country on the show to just share a story of their ideas and concepts that they have going on this year, 2015, in reaching and helping others as they help themselves. So I wanted you to give us a little bit, just talk about yourself a little bit, that our listeners know exactly, one, who you are, where you're from, and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, and I also appreciate your vision. And the core of who I am, I always say I'm a manifested light being.
Wow.
When anyone asks me who am I, that is how I usually answer. But for the sake of the conversation that we're having, Tashima Jones Media is really about helping others get their dreams out. So the core of Tashima Jones Media started from networking, actually. I attended the University at Albany, studied business marketing, and one of the major things that I realized was it wasn't always what you knew, but it was who you knew. And that is across boards, whether it's in the creative industries, finance, business, et cetera. So I took those same skills and the same things that I learned and put it in place of where my heart was, and that was helping urban creatives in the fields of film, music, fashion, et cetera, and I wanted to bring them into connection with those people in the finance and law industries because it's awesome to have really good talent, but you also need the business support necessary to actually turn your passion into a business if you so choose. So I originally started with Connect, and then from that it grew into branding. And I've always liked writing, so I recently finished a digital book with a video commentary called Being Broke Made Me Rich. And that is
I love
much...
that, by the way. Yes, that is so beautiful. I'm sorry not to cut you off, but that is so – I actually saw that. And believe me, we are like-minded and like-spirited here. And everything that you're saying right now is exactly where I'm at with this. And all the projects that I got going on this year to assist everyone in our communities across the country. And it is so refreshing to hear a sister like yourself talk about these things. And it seemed like, even though you have this young face, I know you're not that old, so where did you get all this from? And I'm like, this is beautiful because you're not only inspiring young women in entrepreneurship, but it's possible. I love Les Brown. I've been following Les Brown for years. I've actually been talking with him on some levels and reference to growth potentials for the month. And you notice everything I do is all about growth. It's nothing else that really matters to me other than that and helping others to do the same thing, because that's what we're here to put on this planet, is to grow. And if we're not growing, we're just existing. We're not living. So I wanted to bring up this year, 2015, that opportunity of growth for everybody, that it is possible for us to do the things. And I love the fact that you said you found something that's passionate to you, that's in your heart to do, and you just went on and stepped out. Now, I know you had some fears in that. So how did you overcome these challenges to get this started?
Actually, it was faith. It was believing in what I didn't see at the moment, and having the courage to actually walk out on faith and just seeing what happens. And I think that's the key to anything that we are pursuing. It's simply trying. There's something so profound in starting, because once you start, you'll see, hey, maybe this is not what I really want to do. Or you'll find out that it's everything you want to do, and that'll keep you motivated, and it'll give you the encouragement that you need to keep going. So really that was, in a nutshell, how I really overcame those challenges, and just believing beyond what the natural eye sees. And that's for anything, especially entrepreneurship, because essentially that's what you're doing. With any dream, it's something that you see on the inside of your heart, and then you work to manifest it so that it can be seen with your natural eyes.
And that is a powerful statement that you just made, and I'm glad you shared that today on the show. And this is what I teach and train small businesses, entrepreneurs, how to build and grow based on faith. I've worked for myself now for the past, believe it or not, today, I just noticed that, 6 years, 7 years now, actually. And since I got laid off from my last job working for AT&T, that was the last job I had back in 2009. And I looked back and I said, man, you know, it's been this long now that I've been working for myself, and I love every moment of it. And, yes, it has been challenging. And, yes, it has been some strategic planning and thinking and basically discipline in it as well. And all these levels of learning and teaching, one can only get it if one is willing to do what it takes to get there. No matter what it takes, we never give up. We want to continue to keep it forward. And that's my focus as well as this year, as well as what you're doing. And I love your website, by the way. I meant to go over that with you. As a web designer, I know exactly what sites will work, what sites are not working. And I do a lot of revamps for a lot of companies across the country in reference to web design, what's relevant today, what the trends are teaching us as far as what we can do to attract the millions of people that we want to attract and the masses that we want to hit in the marketplace. Well, your site has to be interactive, number one. Of course, we know blogging is huge right now, and it has to have connections with social media. If you have these things in place, it's going to bring you about some changes to growing your network a lot faster. So with your site and what you put together is really a tremendous accomplishment, by the way. Especially, how long you been doing this, number one, that you've been doing your media production?
How long? I want to say since 2008. But the thing about it is that so much has changed. So much has changed, though, and I think when you do start something, you have to be open to revamping. You have to be open to hearing new advice, and you have to be open to trying different things. And that's really what I've been doing. Actually, I'm still updating the site, you know, and every time I turn around, it's like something I need to add or take away. But I think it goes across boards with a business, entrepreneurship especially. You are in this state of trying things. And you have to try things in order to find what works for you.
Right. And it has to be something that's fitted for you based on your gift and talent, and also based on your passion and what you want to accomplish. And you always want to have help and assistance. And this is also what I teach and train business owners and entrepreneurs, that you're going to need assistance in your vision. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. And so no. What I share with people is we have to connect the dots. As my degree is electronics. That's my background, my field. I come from manufacturing. In Illinois, Chicago, where I'm from up north, we do a lot of things there that a lot of cities and states don't do. One, because when you work in manufacturing, especially consumer electronics, you learn a lot. Unfortunately, they don't teach this in school. A lot of these trial and errors we learn as entrepreneurs, we didn't get this coming up. We didn't get this in school. We had to go through the whole trial and error of really figuring out what works and what don't work. And we won't really know until we put it to the test. And so what you've done has really been a great opportunity to let other young women and men know that it's possible for them to also step out on faith, like you said, and go out and build. But be careful how you build.
Definitely, definitely. And even in Being Broke Made Me Rich, I speak about how we have this great expectation and this faith that if we work a 9-to-5 that we're going to get paid, you know, every 2 weeks or every month. And it's that same type of expectation we have to have when we are putting our passion out there and we are, you know, drawing up and writing out our dreams. We have to have that same expectation of success that we place in working for other people.
Right, exactly. And that's basically, Tashima, what you're saying is changing your mindset from a working mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset, which is totally two different entities in itself. So conversion, or what we call reprogramming ourselves from one level to the next, takes time. It's something we can't really do overnight. Because as long as you've been working a regular job, I share this with everybody, you already know how to do that because you've been doing it for so long. But now when you come out to talk about entrepreneurship or starting a business for yourself, now you have to start putting together a whole other mind level set in order for you to get to this point. And yes, I will share with people the best way to learn is through network marketing because you can learn as you earn, but you also learn because you have a team of people supporting you and helping you to grow.
Definitely,
so
definitely.
With the support group, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, and it's so important to have that support team. And oftentimes it might not come from the people that we want it to come from or those closest to us. That's something else that I learned along the way. Not everyone is going to see your vision. Not everyone is going to agree with your vision. So it's important for you to open yourself up, network with like-minded people so that you can build that support team.
Right, exactly. And I love the fact that you said that so eloquently and so well that I want all of my radio listeners, if you guys are tuning in right now, I'm really excited. We're here with Ms. Tashima Jones out of New York, and she's basically laying it down with us as far as entrepreneurship, growth, and opportunities. Just stepping out on faith, believing in yourself is the first step to success, in my opinion. And if you believe in yourself, Tashima, and I know you do, that's how you really begin to step out and do the things you're doing currently today. Is that correct?
That is totally correct. And I think the more you walk out on faith, the more, you know, the more you become confident. Because in that 100% confidence level might not be there in the beginning. But the more you do and the more work you put in and the more you change your mindset, the greater you become at what you're doing and the more confident you become at what you're doing. It's just like grade school. You know, you start in pre-K, you go to kindergarten, and the more you learn, the more confident you feel in doing something new. It's the same situation when it comes to entrepreneurship and pursuing your dreams. Same concept.
I am so, and girl, you know what? You are my lover for real, I'm telling you. Because it is funny to me that seriously though, Tashima, it's like they think this has got to be a magic wand. We got some kind of special powers, or we just kind of put something out here to just poof, it just did it the way it is. But no, you said 100, that is so true. How we learn in education, how we learn when we get a job, how we learn dealing with our families and understanding our people, it all takes lessons of life. And these are things that have to be taught. You can't just automatically say, I'm a millionaire, without learning how to become a millionaire. Every millionaire person that I've had on my show and talked with here on GT Pro Network Radio, they all said the same. And I had to learn how to, because I was broke. I was flat busted. I didn't know how to do all this. And when you look at these shows, you're like, you know what? And I want to say kudos to everybody for GoFundMe, the creators of that campaign. What they put together is really synonymous. Guys, you don't know how a blessing can come to people who's actually monitoring you. Be mindful of who. You never know who's watching. You never know who's out there really in your corner that really God sends to you, that really is going to give you that extra push that you're going to need. And I was thinking about the guy in Detroit that did the 21-mile walk. Y'all heard about that on Facebook, and I know I've been posting that on there too as well. And you guys on social media, you're going to see a lot of things. But this guy got a brand new car. They was able to raise, Tashima, $300,000 for this brother. Total on GoFundMe.
Wow, that's awesome.
And can you believe now, crowdfunding, and I shared this on my radio show a week ago about crowdfunding. I'm going to get back into that this month, February, about crowdfunding, how impactful that is today. Guys, these are trends. These are tools and technologies that we're tapping into that we have to be a part of. Why do you think internet radio is growing? Why do you think advertising for internet radio is big? Well, it's generating billions of dollars annually right now as we speak, such as so in online TV. I don't do cable anymore. It's a shame I threw my cable box away. But anyway, I use Hulu.
Congratulations.
I got Hulu Plus. Why would I say, girl, $8.65 a month is all I pay. But I'm sharing with people opportunities of growth. These are things that I'm talking about, the collapse of time frame. The rich and wealthy do not spend money like we do. You notice that? They're very tight and they're very careful as to what they put their dollars into.
Mm-hmm.
So should we be as well when it comes to our growth and education. In order for us to understand how to get rich, and I tell you guys, in order to do that, you have to think and grow rich. Notice Napoleon Hill Foundation said it's think and grow rich. You can't just think rich and be rich. You got to think and grow to be rich. And if you think and grow to be rich, you're going to be rich. Simple. But the growth part is always a factor that people leave out. Why is that? So I'm so excited for you. And what other campaigns or things you got going on? I see you guys have projects out there. What is it about Tashima Jones Media that you guys are looking forward to do this year, 2015?
Well, for this year, I definitely want to kick off what I call Soul Sessions. And that is really some e-courses that focus on the mind, body, and spirit, just really purifying yourselves. You know, we clean our cars, we clean our homes, but oftentimes we don't purify our minds and our emotions, which is a huge part of success. You know, I believe that anyone who wants to be rich has to recognize that you have to before you become rich. And a lot of people think that money makes you rich. No, your success, the success in who you are as an individual, makes you rich. So I'm starting that, and I'm doing some branding work with a young man by the name of Ash Cash and a few other people. We speak about personal finance and financial empowerment. I'm also on a radio show, a local radio show here in New York City in Harlem once a week.
Really?
So there's, yes, so there's a lot of things going on.
I'm really excited that you've got a chance to be a special guest here on my show, and I'm so excited with all the growth opportunities and things that we're doing this year. This is our year, Tashima. This is your year of excellence, and I want to share this with you. Thought as I was looking at all the things I saw that you were into and involved in, and it's like it's unfortunate a lot of people don't get to this level. Do you know the visions that people have? And that's why the Bible says, my people perish without the lack of knowledge and vision, because nobody's really going back to the basics of how we need to get together. And it's all about how we come to learn each other, understand each other, and grow with each other. And that's the level that I'm talking about. I'm looking at all the young people today that are out here that need all of our assistance today. If you see Bobby Christina is only 21 years old, and look what how life is almost just that quick. And so when you look at the people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, it's like, where are we going, ladies and gentlemen? What is our goal? What is our focus? What are we paying attention to? Is it because of the mass media, the radio, whatever we got? We want to bring back the days of yay and nay. My focus this year, that's what we need to be doing. So we can basically help each other in our communities as we stretch it out. That's what I love about internet radio. There's no limit. We're nationwide. We're global.
Yes.
So if I have all the listeners tuning in each week, which I'm thankful for, and I want to thank all my radio listeners now, that you guys are faithful. I've been doing this show, Tashima, 3 years now to date. And the 3 years that I've been doing this show, I've seen nothing but growth in the questions that I get from my listeners. And everybody's talking about, Ed, I want to start my own business. And even in web design and marketing that I do, since I'm a web designer and developer, I put together concepts and ideas that's going to benefit them based on the industry they're in. That's the cool part about what I do is that I'm in every industry. There's no industry I can't touch. Same thing with me. Beautiful piece, Tashima, what you're doing, there's no industry you cannot touch. So that's the beauty part about why we're more relevant today, because we're in every area today. And that's the cool part about internet-based businesses versus just regular traditional businesses. Why I suggest people to do internet-based businesses is because it created more webinars, more now than ever. And I said webinars. That's the true word term for it. Webinars, meaning they made millions of dollars on the internet. Yes. Working from home, working on a laptop or a computer, whatever they got. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be able to duplicate that same process, just like what Steve Jobs put together for Apple, just like what Bill Gates put together for Microsoft, so forth and so on. You guys can do that. Look at my boy Mike Zuckerberg from Facebook. Okay, we got all these examples, but what are we applying today? And I'm bringing out on Facebook, if you notice, all the black inventors we had in this country. Look at the things that they put together. You guys need to put this under your belt and learn as you earn. That's the key concept. And Tashima, you have said it 100. I'm really excited for you. And you're going to be back on my show. I want you to know that. So you're going to be a lifelong guest for me.
Definitely. I'm excited to be here, excited to hear, you know, what it is that you're doing. It's awesome, it's amazing, it's definitely necessary.
Oh, yes it is, sweetie. And we need co-laborers. You know, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But so I want everybody to understand, guys, unfortunately this is almost time out for our show. It's only 30 minutes, guys. Because we want to continue to keep you guys abreast on what's happening. I'd like to keep everybody at the edge of their seat as to what's going to happen on the next week's show. But you're going to see it posted on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'm going to tell you guys, it is great and awesome. Be proactive. Be realistic. And be free. Today, this is what we want to be looking at as we continue our journey this year, 2015. Tashima, thank you again for being on the show. I really appreciate you. And we're going to have you again on... Again, so stay tuned for that.
Definitely, and, you have my contact information.
Yes, what is your contact?
Oh, I was saying you have my contact information, so reach out anytime. But my website is TashimaJones.com. T as in Tom, A, S as in Sam, H I, M as in Mary, A, last name Jones.com.
Thank you. Very much, Tashima. Guys, you heard it directly from her, beautiful young lady, Tashima Jones. I am so excited. Fantastic. Tune in next week as we're going to have another special guest. Believe it or not, I got Miss Tereshika Harris, who's going to talk about her business. And it doesn't seem like this is going to be a women's entrepreneurial business entity, because I'm dealing with sisters this week. And everybody that I'm talking to, sisters, got the business jumping off. So that's a beautiful thing. So, brother, we need to step it up now. Come on with the program. Let's go with this, and we can build up some successful things. So until next week, it's been a plum, pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I will see you guys again, and stay tuned for next week's show again. And we're going to continue to build, and we'll see you all together at the top.